There are just a few more questions I need to ask, and then I won't have to bother you tomorrow.
Oh, well, okay. What are they?
Can you tell me about Jonathan's car accident?
Yes, okay. He was driving out on one of those back roads on the edge of town. Beverly said that he was going out to check on one of his former patients. He did that a lot. And we think an animal must have run in front of the car or something like that. Something that would have made him swerve. And he lost control and hit a tree and it knocked him out. He actually would have probably been fine if he hadn't been smoking, but when he got knocked out, he dropped his cigarette and, well, the whole car burned up with Jonathan in it.
So Jonathan burned to death? I find that very interesting.
What's so interesting about it? I'm sure that happens pretty often, considering how many people smoke these days. I mean, it's not like it happened to pay him back for what he did to Bradley. After all, it was an accident.
Kenneth, you just said to pay him back. Who would it be that was trying to pay him back? The animal that ran across the road?
No, I just meant, well, as if it were fate paying him back.
So you believe in fate?
Yes, I do.
So do I. I think that's one of the reasons I became a detective.
Now, I find that very interesting.
Well, I guess that's enough questions for now. But wait, there is one other thing I need to confirm. When was the last time you saw Will?
Well, it was last Tuesday night. He had come into town to go out with me and some of our old girlfriends from college.
What were the girls' names?
What does it matter?
I just thought that maybe he had said something to one of the girls that might give us a clue as to what happened.
Oh, I doubt it. I was there the whole night. He didn't say anything unusual.
Okay, you're probably right. I think that's all for now. Thank you for your help.
Here, I'll show you to the door.
Say, do you mind if I use the phone for just a minute? I need to check in with the department. They'll be wondering where I am.
Sure. It's right there in the hall. So, did you change your mind about calling?
There seems to be a problem with the phone. Is there a receiver upstairs, too?
Yes, there is, in the upstairs bedroom.
Oh, well, maybe it got knocked off the hook. I'll just use the radio in the car. Wow, it's getting late. I'll need to eat dinner soon. Will you just tell Mrs. Hollis goodbye for me and that I hope she feels better?
Yes, of course I will.
You know, she said that she'd missed her last visit with Millie. Maybe you could go with her and visit tomorrow. Sometimes a close friend can make you feel better when you're having a hard time.
Yes, that's true. I'll do my best.
Thank you for your time, Kenneth. You've been very helpful.
Anything I can do to help out?
All right, then. I'm sure I'll be seeing you around.
Yes, okay. Have a good evening, Detective. I thought he'd never leave. Beverly? Beverly? Are you up? We've got to leave soon.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce our leading lady, the beautiful Miss Lindsay Bonner, singing All Alone.